American Language Course, Book 13, Tape 3C. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 3C. Repeat these sentences. Sally needs to fill out this form. Sally needs to fill this form out. Sally needs to fill it out. Number two. Why don't you look up that word in the dictionary? Why don't you look that word up in the dictionary? Why don't you look it up? Number three. Timmy put on his shoes. Timmy put his shoes on. Timmy put them on. Number four. Ed's going to turn down the job. Ed's going to turn the job down. Ed's going to turn it down. Number five. Nancy hung up her clothes. Nancy hung her clothes up. Nancy hung them up. Now look at figure one. Write answers to the questions like the example. Example. Did Jim and Jean talk over the problem? No. No, they didn't talk it over. Repeat. No, they didn't talk it over. Number one. Did you turn off the light? Yes. Yes, I turned it off. Repeat. Yes, I turned it off. Number two. Did Lori write down the phone number? Yes. Yes, Lori wrote it down. Repeat. Yes, Lori wrote it down. Number three. Did Jack take back the shirt that didn't fit? No. No, he didn't take it back. Repeat. No, he didn't take it back. Number four. Are you going to give back my pencil? Yes. Yes, I'm going to give it back. Repeat. Yes, I'm going to give it back. Number 5. Did you look up the address? Yes. Yes, I looked it up. Repeat. Yes, I looked it up. Number 6. Did you hang up your jacket? No. No, I didn't hang it up. Repeat, no, I didn't hang it up. Number 7, did Mike turn on the radio? Yes. Yes, he turned it on. Repeat, yes, he turned it on. Number 8. Did Keith fill out all those forms? Yes. Yes, he filled them all out. Repeat, yes, he filled them all out. Listen to a dialogue.
May I help you find something?
Yes, I need a pair of jeans, but I'm not sure of the size.
Let me measure your waist and check the length. Okay, the waist is 32 inches and the length is 34. This is the size that you need.
I'd like to try them on.
Of course. The dressing room is over there.
These fit just fine. They're on sale, so I'll take 2 pairs.
Okay, that amounts to $23.58 with tax. Thank you, and here's your receipt. Look at figure 2. Each of those sentences is part of the dialogue. Listen to my sentence, then say yours. Ready? Let's begin. May I help you find something? Let me measure your waist and check the length. Okay, the waist is 32 inches and the length is 34. This is the size that you need. Of course, the dressing room is over there. Okay, that amounts to $23.58 with tax. Thank you, and here's your receipt. Now look at figure 3. We are changing roles. Read the first line and then listen to mine. Say your lines after mine. Okay, you begin. Yes, I need a pair of jeans, but I'm not sure of the size. I'd like to try them on. These fit just fine. They're on sale, so I'll take two pairs. Now listen to this dialogue.
Are you looking for something special?
Yes, it's my mother's birthday, and I want to get her a nice dress.
What size does she wear?
Size 14.
Here's where you want to look. We just got these dresses, and those over there are on sale. They're 20% off.
Thank you.
Look at figure 4. This is part of the dialogue you just heard. I'll begin, and then you say your part. Are you looking for something special? What size does she wear? Here's where you want to look. We just got these dresses, and those over there are on sale. They're 20% off. Now look at figure 5. We're changing roles. You begin this time. Yes, it's my mother's birthday and I want to get her a nice dress. Size 14. Thank you. Now, listen to this dialogue. Can I help you?
I need some tennis shoes.
Okay, let's see what size you need. 7.5. Do you want any particular color?
Yes, I'd like white or yellow.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. We only have red in your size.
Oh, will you get any white ones in soon?
We expect to have some by next week.
Thank you. I'll be back then.
Look at figure 6. This is part of the dialogue you just heard. I'll begin, and then you say your part. Can I help you? Okay, let's see what size you need. 7.5. Do you want any particular color? Ma'am, I'm sorry. We only have red in your size. We expect to have some by next week. Now look at figure 7. You begin this time, and then I'll say my part. I need some tennis shoes. Yes, I'd like white or yellow. Oh, will you get any white ones in soon? Thank you. I'll be back then.
Look at figure 8. First, you will hear a sentence. Then you will fill in the missing words in your sentence. Use the words in the box to help you. Let's do the example together. Listen. He turned the radio up. Now you write the missing words. Your answer should be, he turned it up. Now listen to the sentences and write the words. Number one, Mark put on his jacket. Number two, Mrs. Smith turned down the invitations. Number three, the students wrote down the information. Number four, Lisa hung up her clothes. Number five, Mike looked up the words in the dictionary. Number six, Molly picked up her son from school. Number seven, Kate and Paul talked over their problem. Number eight, John got back his vacation pictures. Now let's check your answers. Number one, you should have written, he put it on. Number two, you should have written, she turned them down. Number three, you should have written, they wrote it down. Number four, you should have written, she hung them up. Number five, you should have written, he looked them up. Number six, you should have written, she picked him up. Number seven, you should have written, they talked it over. Number eight, you should have written, he got them back. Now look at figure nine. This is a dictation exercise. Listen to some sentences. Don't write, just listen. Number one, Major Andrews intends to recommend Captain Taylor for that job. Number two, Mr. Jackson tells entertaining stories to the children. Number three, Mrs. Hess feels happy today, but yesterday she was sad. Number four, Sandy loves to swim on hot summer days. Number five, we went to the beach for our vacation. Number six, the movie that we saw yesterday was really funny. Number seven, his speech was boring, so everyone fell asleep. Number eight, we laughed at all of his funny stories. Number nine, he enjoys living by the sea because he loves fishing. Number ten, his favorite outdoor sport is hunting for deer. Listen again. This time, write the sentences in figure nine. Listen and write. Number one, Major Andrews intends. To recommend Captain Taylor. For that job. Number two, Mr. Jackson tells... entertaining stories to the children. Number 3. Mrs. Hess feels happy today. But yesterday she was sad. Number 4. Sandy loves to swim. On hot summer days. Number 5. We went to the beach. For our vacation. Number 6. The movie that we saw yesterday was really funny. Number 7. His speech was boring. So everyone fell asleep. Number 8. We laughed at all of his funny stories. Number 9. He enjoys living by the sea. Because he loves fishing. Number 10. His favorite outdoor sport is hunting for deer. Now check what you have written while you listen to the sentences again. Number 1. Major Andrews intends to recommend Captain Taylor for that job. Number 2. Mr. Jackson tells entertaining stories to the children. Number 3. Mrs. Hess feels happy today, but yesterday she was sad. Number 4. Sandy loves to swim on hot summer days. Number 5. We went to the beach for our vacation. Number 6. The movie that we saw yesterday was really funny. Number 7. His speech was boring, so everyone fell asleep. Number 8. We laughed at all of his funny stories. Number 9. He enjoys living by the sea because he loves fishing. Number 10. His favorite outdoor sport is hunting for deer. Turn to the answer page to check your answers.
This is the end of Tape 3C, Book 13.